Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
European children are in worse physical shape than at almost any point in the last 60 years. This is according to new research and new findings published in the Journal of Sports Medicine Open. And they looked at a number of different indicators. They looked at things like physical health, muscular strength, flexibility, body composition, and also cardiorespiratory fitness. And the main points they found was that European children, they're basically just not reaching the adequate levels of physical fitness in terms of things like strength and flexibility. A really interesting study, and it's out, it's online. People will be able to get more information about it. John Belton, who's the head coach and owner of number 17 PT, is with me in studio today. I mean, it's a pretty stark headline, isn't it? Like, worse shape than at any other point in the last six decades.
Yeah, it's actually quite a worrying headline. And I did not realise, I knew that there was a decline, and there's lots of research about it, but this study, over 400,000 children were assessed. It's not just, you know, a European one. It was really a massive study, and the results are a bit scary. Some of the figures, that only 15% of Irish children are achieving the recommended 60 minutes of daily activity. This drops to 12% among secondary school pupils. 11% of girls meet the guidelines compared to 19% of boys. Like, some of the stats from that really were scary. And it's a hard one to pinpoint exactly what the root cause of this is.
Just for listeners as well, they surveyed 6 to 16-year-olds across 20 different European countries, and they carried out the research spanning from 1965 to 2023. So it's a pretty broad ranging level of research that they've conducted into this. But it does bring up the wider point around the amount of time children get to spend, you know, doing physical education in school over the summer period, John. How much, you know, by way of PE, how much time are kids actually spending outside doing sports? Like, they're obviously not getting enough time.
Exactly. And some of the interesting points that were raised, they didn't pinpoint one thing particularly in the article. I thought very interesting that planned sports sessions were not necessarily the answer to this, that they felt it was more like kids were out recreationally just playing, running around, hanging out of trees, rough and tumble, messing around. That seems to have diminished, and can't, you know, there's a lot less of that. Although parents are driving kids to soccer camps and, you know, football games and doing great things, that it's general activity of pulling and dragging and mess fighting and lunging and all that has reduced so much that they're kind of hinting that that's where they feel the biggest change is.
Like, I would never associate children and strength training in the one sentence.
Yeah, but it's a very real thing. I mean, strength training is, our perception of what strength training is that you're in there bulking up, doing your bicep curls, lifting heavy weights. But resistance training is your body weight. It's moving objects. It's carrying. It's lifting. It's you know, sport is a resistance training. And like, lots of different sports offer resistance. But strength training in the traditional manner of lifting kettlebells and dumbbells and barbells, you know, the science has changed on that. It used to be that it damaged, stunted your growth, and there used to be all this stuff. And incorrect training can cause huge problems. But when executed correctly, and I've seen this in different countries. I was in South Korea years ago at the Olympic Training Center, and there were 12-year-olds in there who they had measured up and assessed for weightlifting, and they were perfectly designed for it. And these kids have go through, you know, rigorous assessment, proper training and movement quality assessments to ensure that they move properly and get stronger on a good platform. So it is something they can do.
Children and the gym. We mentioned this at the start of the programme today. When do you start? I suppose just in general, by way of practitioners in your own area, John, when do you typically start getting questions from parents about allowing their kids go to a gym?
Yeah, I'm a dad now, so obviously this is something that I'm really interested in, because there's a couple of pieces to this. It's a very interesting space. I've trained people for over 25 years now, and I've clients who I remember training them in their homes while their 6 or 8 week old baby was lying on a mat in the corner of the room. And that kid is now, I think he's about 15. I see him playing rugby, and he came through loads of his mum's sessions and his dad's sessions. They would have come on a Saturday and used to come into the gym, and I was making up ninja courses for them, and they were doing swinging out of ropes in the gym and all this sort of stuff. And so to answer your question, like, when can kids start? Unfortunately, there's an insurance component to us, which we'd restrict it. But like, exercising in the gym can start from as early as when mum or dad is at home doing a little home workout, and the kid is observing what's going on, playing around and practicing the plank, doing a downward dog, you know, doing a few little squats and then running off and playing. I think we have this association with exercise being a restricted, you must do it this way, and it has to be, you know, it can, for kids, it has to be fun, it has to be play, it has to be organic in nature. And that can start from a very, very early age. When they can start going into commercial gyms, now you're dealing with, as I said, insurance pieces to it. But home gyms are a fantastic place for kids to get started.
Siobhan O'Neill-White from mams.ie is with us, John, on the line today. Like, it does kind of bring up the broader question around the amount of time, the amount of time that children get to take part and participate in physical activity in school as well, though, Siobhan.
It is, yeah. But I think you have to try and incorporate being active into your life, as John said, in an organic way. So my 14-year-old now, she will go to the gym offer on Tuesdays for teenagers for a fiver. So her and her friends will go sometimes on a Tuesday for a fiver. And we have a trampoline in the back garden and I bounce on it because, you know, I'm in my at that point in my life where I need to do something. But we all get on the trampoline and I wasn't really mad on getting the trampoline, but they all go on it. They all go on it a lot and they'll play on it and obviously fight on it as well. I would just wonder if my teenagers kicking each other and annoying each other is strength training because they're very good at that. But there's a chin up bar upstairs as well and sometimes I'll go upstairs and one of them will be hanging out of it and upside down and things like that. It's about having things, and we have a little home gym there as well, so it's about having things that they can, it's not like it's a forced activity. And we have roller skates as well. Me and the girls have roller skates and sometimes we'll go skating just around the block, like not going far or anything like that. But it really gets everything moving and working. And that's a good thing to do. But with smaller kids, I would take them out and we'd have a game like how many birds can you spot? How many animals can you spot? And they don't even realise that they're running around and walking around. They're looking for all the different things. We go to the beach sometimes, get them to collect seashells and stones. They have a little bucket. We come home, we go out into the garden, we paint them. And again, it's just activities that they're outside and they're doing, so they're not on screens basically, and they're moving around, they're outside. So that's like a good thing to do. And then when we're planning days out in the summertime, we tend to go to places like Sky Park and Bounce and Beyond, where they will be doing activities like zip lines. If it's raining, the Bounce and Beyond is really good in Ballybuckle. They have like, it's like a trampoline park. And my 14-year-old will bounce around in there with her friends for hours. Like they really, really will get. I think if you let them into an environment where they can just jump and play, they will do it. So it's about, I know it's a bit of an effort, but it's worth it. And then the other thing is, girls don't get nearly as much support when it comes to sports as boys do. That's a fact. We have three girls gone through Gaelic and a boy, and the girls get the hand-me-down balls, the hand-me-down everything, and they just don't get encouraged the same way the boys do. And I know women's sport is moving forward, but as a mother of three girls and one boy, I have seen a big difference in how the girls are treated and how the boys are treated. And there's not as much money to give around. They give most to the boys and then some to the girls. So that's why I think girls have a lower percentage. They're just not given the same opportunity.
What about you, Lucy? What's your experience of this?
Well, I was often there when John was saying about kids and the gym and stuff, and all I could think of was Mummy Pig and the kids and Peppa saying to her, but you're not working, Mummy, you're playing, when she was in the gym. Sorry, that was the first thing that came to mind. And that's actually a really good analogy from it. The more you turn play, kids, I do a lot of calisthenics training with my kids, and we do, and then I do athletic development with them as well, which basically is teaching them how to jump. Because what I find, certainly, I obviously coach 12-year-olds, and a lot of them don't know how to jump because parents have, I'm not using this as a criticism, parents are a little overprotective and are afraid to let their kids, you know, jump off rocks. And I remember myself and my brother when we were 12 jumping off the extension roof. Now, I don't necessarily condone that, but what I'm talking about is you know, the little climbing trees within reason is part of natural childhood development. Do you know what I mean? So letting them do natural things, like, you know, teaching them how to jump. So like we have games in the back garden where like I'd put like sandbags on the grass and get them to leap to where the sandbags are. Do you know what I mean? So that they're learning, they learn how far they can push their own body. Calisthenics does that too. Whether you, instead of being in the gym, I'm not a big fan of them being in the gym before they're 16, but they can certainly use their own body weight.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's quite particularly what the study was about, looking at the levels of physical fitness in terms of strength and flexibility. And it seems the kind of things that you're doing with them at home as well. There's a listener here, John, tells me that their son has signed up for a junior High Rocks. He's training with his friends at the moment, but it's absolutely brilliant because he has a goal to focus on. So much better than him sitting on the Xbox. How much movement should children be doing, young kids, each day?
Oh, I mean, the activity level of kids should, in my opinion, should be double what parents and adults are doing. Kids should be hitting 20,000 steps a day if you were tracking it or looking at it. And again, the key piece of this is probably within that question. We shouldn't be tracking it. It should be something that's automatic, but it's not. So I love the idea of kids being out running around fields, climbing trees, fighting with each other in a non-aggressive way and doing all of these organic movements, but then it's not happening. You know, an interesting piece in that study was that, you know, controlled and organised sport was probably, there was too much of it. They thought that was part of the problem. The question then is if there's not organised sport, they're sitting on the Xbox. Mm. So I think kids should be looking to be doing something, some level of activity every single day of the week. 7 days a week, they need to be active. They need to be burning themselves out a little bit. You know, they need to be running, jumping, skipping and hopping. And whether that's involved in classes or whether that's encouraging them to get out and play with you in the back garden, it comes from the top and it's not at once, you know, there's not going to be one quick thing that fixes this.
John Belton, head coach and owner of number 17 PT, Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie and Lucy, thanks a million for getting in touch. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.